This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, which means oceans of mint juleps are already filling glasses and sterling silver cups at parties around Louisville. More will flow tomorrow as fans around the world celebrate and pick their horses. American whiskeys, including the bourbon, rye, and Tennessee varieties, are hot right now, both here and abroad. And we are shamelessly grabbing onto the Derby as an excuse to look at why that is happening. Marketplace's Mark Garrison called up a bar in Scotland for this story on an American whiskey with deep ties to a Kentucky horse race.
It's just after 5 on Friday night at Chinaski's in Glasgow, and the bar is packed. But in the native land of Scotch, this bar focuses on other whiskeys.
I really like High West Campfire. I really like Burnheim.
That's Joanna Crawford, bar manager. All the whiskeys she's excited about are made in the USA. Scottish brogues singing praises of American whiskey is a historic shift. Until fairly recently, American whiskey was a sleepy category, but it has exploded around the world as young drinkers dial back on beer and move away from vodka cocktails. Phil Lynch is VP of Jack Daniel's maker Brown-Forman.
So the millennial generation has decided that they want something that they can actually taste.
He spoke from Churchill Downs, of course, where his bourbon Woodford Reserve is a sponsor. Whiskey makers have increasingly gone upscale, using packaging and marketing that emphasizes quality, drawing global big spenders of all ages. Distilled Spirits Council data show distillers selling nearly $2.9 billion in American whiskey in the U.S. last year, a 52% jump from 2010. In the same period, exports grew 33%. That's not just good for companies distilling the corn and rye, says Tom Perko of drinks consultancy Bevmark.
Those who are raising the corn, people blowing the bottles, and the people driving the trucks.
But back in Scotland, our bourbon-loving bar manager is seeing signs of trouble.
The price has gone up quite a bit, I've noticed, in the last couple of years.
Just like everything made in America, a strong dollar can make it tougher to do business abroad, even for an intoxicating product. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.